This is The Takeaway. I'm Matt Katz, in for Tanzina Vega, who's on maternity leave. The presidential primaries have taken a backseat to coronavirus coverage in the media, but over the past week, Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has been in the spotlight for sexual assault allegations by a former staffer. A warning to our listeners, what you're about to hear contains a graphic description of sexual assault, which may be difficult for some.
It happened all at once. The gym bag, I don't know where it went, I handed it to him, it was gone, and then his hands were on me and underneath my clothes. He went down my skirt, but then up inside it, and he penetrated me with his fingers.
That was Tara Reid, a former Senate aide on the Katie Halper show recently. Last month, Reid told the media that Biden touched her inappropriately in 1993. And last month, she disclosed new details to the press. The story didn't get much attention in the mainstream media at first, but when it did, questions arose over whether the Biden accusation was reported differently than allegations of sexual assault at Republicans like Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. For more on this story, we're joined by Anna North, senior reporter at Vox. Vox was one of the first outlets to report on this after Katie Halper and The Intercept broke the story. Anna, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
What do we know at this point about Tara Reid's allegations against Senator Biden?
We know that Reid first came forward to talk publicly about Biden last year. This was during a time when several women were coming forward saying that Biden had touched or kissed them in ways that made them uncomfortable. Probably the most prominent at the time was Lucy Flores, who was a former candidate for office in Nevada. She had written an essay about treatment by Biden that said that she said made her uncomfortable. And then Reid came forward and said that when she had been a staffer in Biden's Senate office, he had touched her shoulders and neck, I believe. She'd felt that was inappropriate and she felt uncomfortable. But later this year, she began to talk about conduct that was different. She said, in fact, that in addition to what she described before, she'd been sexually assaulted by Biden. We know that she reached out to the organization Time's Up earlier this year, and she said that she had faced harassment after coming forward last year. She hoped that that Time's Up would back her. They were unable to give Reid PR support because of their 501c3 status, so they felt that they couldn't get involved in something that was an allegation against a likely Democratic nominee because it would jeopardize their nonprofit status. So after that, Reid said that she decided to write about her experience on Medium, and journalists began contacting her, and she ended up giving an interview to the Katie Halper show in March, and she also spoke with The Intercept.
Have her allegations been corroborated by other people?
So The Intercept spoke with two people who were in Reid's life in 1993, which is the year that she said that she was assaulted by Biden. And they said that she did tell them about the incident at the time. One is a friend. The other was Reid's brother.
She recently also filed a criminal complaint against him, right? Is that right?
That's correct. So she also filed a criminal complaint in Washington, D.C. The statute of limitations on sexual assault is passed, as this happened many years ago. So she told Business Insider that she wanted to make it clear that I would be willing to go under oath or cooperate with any law enforcement regarding it, because it did happen, even if it was 26 years ago.
Can you put these accusations in perspective compared to other women who have spoken out against Biden?
What makes this allegation different is that it's an allegation of sexual assault. Several women, Flores included, have talked about behavior that made them uncomfortable, behavior that they felt was inappropriate, touching. Biden has responded to those allegations in a video message where he said he has always been an affectionate person, but that he understands boundaries have changed now and that he's going to change his behavior. But that whole conversation really became a conversation about personal space, about how do you act with people. And this allegation is one of sexual assault, so that makes it really different.
Now, you had mentioned Time's Up, the anti-harassment organization, and Reid had reached out to Time's Up for help with this, for help with legal representation. They opted not to get involved. Can you explain what kind of precedent that might set for other victims of sexual assault who want to come forward against politicians and politicians who may be nominee for president?
What Time's Up has said is Reed came to them and they did assist her, that they did attempt to connect her with lawyers who might be able to take her case and connect her with other information. Reed says no lawyer was willing to represent her. Time's Up says Reed had also asked for PR support. She wanted perhaps more people in her corner. And the organization says it doesn't necessarily give PR support to everyone who requests it. It's not able to. And in this case, says it was in a bind because it is supposed to be a nonprofit and it couldn't really be seen as getting involved in the presidential race. Another thing, Time's Up has gestured toward this, and I think it's true that Time's Up itself is really new, and even the climate that we're in, wherein people are coming forward with these allegations regarding public figures in a more public way than many of them had for a long time, thanks to the rise of the Me Too movement. I don't know that our society is particularly good at navigating this yet. And although there's much more support for people coming forward, we are probably not where we should be. And I don't know that we know how to appropriately deal with such allegations, how to support people who make them. What this incident shows is that, especially when the subject of the allegations is a politician, is running for office, it gets even more complicated.
Yeah, and it gets also complicated for the media. The Intercept and Katie Halper's podcast broke this story. But after that, you were one of the first outlets to cover this, and you decided to publish a piece even before the New York Times and the Washington Post. Tell me why you decided to hit publish on this piece.
People were asking why the media wasn't covering this more. And so our sense was that a controversy was already very public, and part of our mission is to explain the news, which includes explaining such controversies. So that's essentially why we decided we wanted to write something about this.
And there have since been stories in the New York Times and the Washington Post, right? I mean, they've started to cover this to some degree.
Yes, the Times has covered this. There's a news story. Columnist Michelle Goldberg has also written about it. And I do think there was a new level of coverage after Reed filed her police report as well.
We should mention, and you had mentioned this earlier, we reached out to Biden's campaign and received the following statement from Deputy Campaign Manager and Communications Director Kate Bedingfield. Quote, such claims should also be diligently reviewed by an independent press. What is clear about this claim? It is untrue. This absolutely did not happen, end quote. There have been numerous credible sexual assault allegations against Joe Biden's likely opponent, President Trump. Considering that, how does all this shape the choices that voters will have to make in November?
I think it's really hard. I think a really uncomfortable thing about the choice that voters will face is that they are among at least the presumptive major party nominees, they don't have a choice of someone who has not been accused of sexual misconduct. Now, I don't want to draw an equivalency between the number or nature of allegations against President Trump and the nature of this allegation against former Vice President Biden. But it's true that voters are going to have to weigh both of these men are people who have been accused of behavior that is inappropriate and behavior that's worse by women. And that's something that voters are going to have to figure out.
Anna North is senior reporter at Vox. Anna, thanks so much. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And you can read more from the statement the Biden campaign sent us at thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.